Essentials of misrepresentation involves material facts, false statements based on relevant information. Must be untrue but believed true by the maker. Must persuade the other party to contract made by one party to deceive the other. Involves material facts, false statements based on relevant information. You have information about a certain thing, but you stretch it further and make false statements based on that relevant information. Which means, let's say for example, a model of a car sells very well in a particular month. You say that this has been the best seller for the past 3 years. Now this is what? You are making false statement based on relevant information. Must be untrue but believed true by the maker. So the statement is untrue, but you believe that it is what is the actual fact. You have not checked it, but you are confirming that that is true and you believe it to be true. Must persuade the other party to contract. On the basis of this statement, you are pushing somebody else to buy that car or to make a contract to buy the car, whatever is the case. But that person is going to be affected by doing that, by signing that contract or by getting into a contract for that particular model or for that particular product. Made by one party to deceive the other. Why did you make the statement? You made the statement because you wanted somebody to get into a contract and then get into a loss. So what you have done is you have made by one party to deceive the other. You got somebody else to sign a contract on the basis of the information or the basis of the statements which were false, but which you believed to be true. If circumstances change after a statement, the other party must be informed. Failure to do so can void the contract due to misrepresentation. Let's say if one person of the contract has made certain statements and that statement has changed, as the circumstances and the situation has changed, then it is the responsibility of the person of the party who made those statements to inform the other party about the misinformation. In this situation, if they fail to do so, the contract can be voided. A representation isn't a contract term, and damage claims are generally barred. One may claim a false statement induced the contract to void it or seek damages in fraud cases, which means that representation is not a term on the contract. Unless it is a representation in a very different form, that is where you represent a company for sales or for some other purpose. And damage claims are generally barred. So which means that since representation is not a contract term, anything about representation in terms of what we have just understood is generally, there are no damage claims under the contract. One may claim a false statement induced the contract to void it or seek damages in fraud cases. So what you can do is, if somebody has made a false statement, you can say that the false statement, on the basis of this false statement, I am cancelling or making the contract void or seeking damages in fraud cases. Resigned to revoke the contract, the wronged party can terminate and claim damages at any time. If a company's losses go beyond what they can bear, they would like to revoke the contract. Or definitely to avoid or to reduce any more damages, the wronged party can terminate and claim damages at any time. Demand performance. The wronged party may seek fulfillment in a manner not explicitly stated in the contract, which means that the wronged party, the party who is incurring the loss, may seek a fulfillment of the contract in a manner not explicitly stated in the contract, which means that they would be claiming certain damages which are not part of that contract. Termination of agency, when does, under what situation and how is it possible? The Indian Contract Act of 1872, this act governs contracts and agency relationships. Agency can terminate by mutual agreement. principal revocation, agent renunciation, or automatically upon purpose fulfillment, time expiry, or the principal's death or insolvency. Termination may be immediate or require notice, and irrevocable agency can arise from vested interest, potential loss, or partial authority. Let's look at each of the conditions. Agency can terminate by mutual agreement, which means both the agent and the principal both agree termination of the agency. The principal revokes the agency, or the agent renounces his appointment, which means that the principal would like to cancel the agency, or the agent would like to give up his agency rights. Or automatically upon purpose fulfillment, which means the contract or the agreement was signed for, let's say the example that we took, for renting out a place. Once the tenant is there, the agreement would automatically expire, or since the purpose was fulfilled. Or if the agent was appointed and there has been a long period of time where a year has passed, no tenant has been received, or tenants were shown but nobody came in, prospective tenants were shown but nobody actually came in, then also the agreement could expire if it was time bound. Or the principal's death or insolvency. If the principal's health condition deteriorates or has an accident or there is a sudden death, then since he is one of the parties to the contract or the agency agreement would be terminated. Or insolvency. Let's say he had this property of flat which he wanted to rent was on an EMI through a bank, and he was unable to pay that EMI, as a result of which the flat has been now taken over by the bank, where it is a case of insolvency. Then the agreement that is signed with the agent will stand terminated. Termination may be immediate or require notice. Now, this would be immediate or require notice in the case where there is by mutual consent or by principal revocation or by agent renunciation. And irrevocable agency can arise from vested interest, potential loss, or partial authority. Normally, nobody would sign an irrevocable agency, but it can arise where there is a vested interest of one of the parties, and let's say, for example, the principal or the agent is not agreeing to the termination because there is a vested interest. Some recovery is still balance, or there is a potential loss when the agreement was signed. As a result of signing that agreement, there has been a potential loss and he would like to recover that. Or if that authority that was given to him was very partial and he is not really interested in continuing. Termination of agency by act of the parties. Agreement. Both the principal and agent mutually decide to end the relationship. Revocation by the principal. The principal revokes the agent's authority. We understood this. Renunciation by the agent. The agent voluntarily relinquishes the granted authority. Termination of agency by operation of law. An agency can end automatically due to completion of purpose. Agency objective is fulfilled. Expiry of time created for a specific duration. Death of either principal or agent. So, when we saw that there is a death of either the principal or the agent. So, if of the two parties, if one of them is non-existent, then the agency is terminated as per law. Insolvency, principal becomes insolvent. The example that I gave you, where the flat is taken over by the bank and the owner is treated as insolvent. Destruction of subject matter. It is destroyed or illegal. Let us say that this flat, which has this flat, has been declared as an illegal structure by the authorities. Then the agreement that is signed for renting it stands terminated because the property is now under an illegal condition. Termination, dissolution of a company. occurs if the principal or agent is a company that gets dissolved. So which means that if as a company you have appointed agents and your company is dissolved, then the agreement that you have signed for with the agents would also stand terminated. Principal or agent becomes an alien enemy. Happens if either becomes a citizen of a country at war with the other. Now let's say if you have appointed an agent overseas to represent your product line in that country, and due to some political reasons or due to some other reasons, the two countries, that one is yours and where your agent is appointed, they go to war. When they go to war, the principal or the agent becomes an alien enemy. So if you are the principal, the agent, in your case, the agent has become an alien enemy, and in the case of an agent, the principal has become an alien enemy. Now, in this case, you cannot have an agreement in existence when the countries that you are in are at war. When termination of agency takes effect, agreement ends immediately upon mutual consent. So, if you agree, both of you agree, the agreement ends immediately. Revocation by principal takes effect when the principal revokes authority. Renunciation by agent effective after notice period ends. So a principal can revoke authority immediately with notice, without notice. Whereas the agent has to give his notice and to renounce his authority. Operation of law effective immediately upon a specific event or death of either party. Irrevocable agency under Indian Contracts Act. Agency relationships are irrevocable when agency coupled with interest. Agent has a vested interest. The case that we looked at, let us say if there is a flat or there is an apartment that is to be rented by the principal who is the actual owner, but the agent has also put in some money in terms of financing or furnishing the flat. In that case, the agent would also be sharing the rent that is paid to the principal. Now here, the agent is considered to have a vested interest. Revocation causes personal loss. Revocation harms the agent. So if the agent, if the principal revokes the authority and the agency, and the agent is harmed because of that in terms of he having a vested interest, then the agency is treated as irrevocable. Partial exercise of authority. Agent has begun duties. So you have appointed the agent, he has started work, and then you think of revoking the agency as the principal. Now this is not acceptable, or the agency is under a revocable condition. Agency relationships face challenges from technology, globalization, and evolving business practices. Technology and virtual agency. Remote work and virtual agencies. Agents require strong communication tools for diverse locations. So if you have a condition where you have your agents, you are a company and you have appointed agents and who are working remotely, and they are actually virtual agents because they are selling your products only through technology. In this situation, the agents require strong communication tools for diverse locations. They need proper internet connections, they need proper backup and infrastructure in terms of technology to support their activities. E-commerce and digital marketing, issues with data privacy, reputation management, and digital regulation compliance. Here, a lot more is required and a lot more needs to be understood. There could be an issue with data privacy, because when you are digital, when you are getting into e-commerce and digital marketing, let's take an example of e-commerce, the Amazon platform. What do? You order something on the Amazon app, it gives the app. What do you share on the app? You are sharing your payments, you are sharing your address, and you are sharing the place of delivery. Now all this information is protected by Amazon, but if there is a data breach at Amazon servers, all this data of yours, personal data of yours, is lost and is made public or is available to the wrong hands. Reputation management. With such a breach, Amazon would lose its reputation and the management would come under scrutiny. And digital regulation compliance. Now, to avoid this, the government has put certain regulations under the IT Act and the acts for curbing cybercrime. These would have to be complied with before any e-commerce business starts with floating their apps or making their apps public in available on Google Play or the Play Store on iPhones. AI and automation. Agents adapt to working alongside efficient AI systems. There could be a situation where you have appointed certain agents and you also have AI working to help them to look at customers or give you certain data from the market. Now, agents would be required to work along with efficient AI systems. So this is where you are using technology along with virtual agency. What are the other contemporary challenges? International and cross-border agency relationships, globalization and cross-border corporations, navigate diverse legal systems, cultures and regulations. Whenever we talk of globalization or international business, one needs to understand that the matter is much more than just a buy and a sell. It is much more in terms of the legal systems of those two countries, the cultures in which the markets exist, and the certain customs and regulations that prevail in that country as well as yours. Now, for example, in certain countries, so there would be certain objections to certain products to be sold openly. For example, liquor is not sold the world over in an open market. It is not always like India where everything is available in an open market. So one needs to understand the legal customs, the culture, and the regulations of the country that you would like to go in and do business. Trade agreements and tariffs. Adopt strategies to tariffs and agreements. Some countries, to promote their own industry, have got certain regulations or higher taxations and tariffs to be paid for all imports. Now, this is to protect the local market. But there could be a situation where the same country gives you a discount if you import parts into the country, and then you create an assembly plant there and then sell the product. Then the product that you sell finally is void of any tax because you are competing at par at the same price levels more or less of the local production. Cross-cultural communication. Understand cultural nuances to build trust and achieve goals. There could be markets where there could be certain cultural nuances. For example, a lot many of the African countries, there is a regulation of people covering their hair, women covering their heads whenever they go out. Now, if that is a custom, you need to respect that and also build trust with people that whatever is the product that you are trying to sell will not violate any of those conditions of their culture. Agency relationships in the digital age. Data security and privacy. Adherence to regional data protection regulations. Not so much as a state, but as a country, yes, we are taking a lot of precautions and there is a lot of adherence to regional data protection. Regional here is the country's data protection. You must have come across news articles where Facebook and WhatsApp and all the others have gone through certain regulations and certain requirements by India. India is also looking, the TRAI is also looking at displaying the name of the person when you receive a call from any number. So over a period of time, whatever we use today as Truecaller or call app or whatever will no more be required because the telephone agencies, the telephone companies will display the names of the person on whose name the phone has been registered. Online reputation management. Agents manage and enhance principals' online image. What is happening here is more or less what a digital marketer does for you, or those companies which do digital marketing for other companies, for corporates, where you are appointing a company as an agent and they will manage your entire online image. That means all the social media, all the electronic media that you would like to advertise or you would like to display your products will be managed by them as your online image. Social media influence. Navigate endorsement regulations and ensure authenticity. Many a times you must have received calls saying from that somebody is from certain company, some HR person from some company, and they are asking you to sit at home and do some work for them. Now, I have encountered 2-3 cases of this, and there they are asking you to go to a website, a product website, and say that you have used this product and give it a 5-star rating. Now, this is only to gain ratings for those products because those products are not being sold. So once the ratings go up and the product, if some all people get together and let's say 100 people do this for that one product or that one brand of products, then that product by Google's algorithm will start appearing at a higher level whenever a search is made for the range of products that the company makes. But what is it actually? It is wrong endorsement that you are doing for a product that you have not seen, not even used or not even touched. And so this is where there are rules and regulations that are available to ensure that the ratings given are authentic. Evolving regulatory frameworks, changes in law, agency law, affecting agents and principals' rights and duties. So there are changes in agency law that are coming into force that are currently under scrutiny and under testing or under discussion to bring in some more changes to the principals and agents. Environmental regulations, new expectations for business sustainability. Environmental protection has become the norm for every business, as a result of which there are environmental regulations that are coming into place and that is meant for business sustainability. Only if we are, as a business, are compliant to environmental laws today, will we be sustainable over a period of time, or else our customers are going to start ignoring us over a period. Ethical considerations, high societal expectations for ethical conduct. Gone are the days where slavery was the norm. Today, everybody has rights and we need to protect the rights of the other person. This is where ethical conduct comes in, and paying people or treating employees as human beings is the starting point, where minimum wages are paid and certain benefits are offered to them over a period of time. The simple thing of offering maternity leave to female employees is the first ethical option that a company can start with. Thank you.